家庭伦理的教育。
In Jesus' name, we begin our second lesson on emphasis on family ethics education.
因为甜蜜的家庭是一切的基础。
So to have a blissful family is the foundation of all things.
今天我们不管是在对孩子的这种关怀。
Whether it is the care of our children,
或是教育
or education,
最重要的一个基础就是家庭有一个美好的关系。
So the important foundation is to have a good family relationship.
小孩子才能够真正的得到造就。
And the children will then be edified.
今天我们看到这个家庭所面临的一些挑战。
We see some challenges of present-day families.
因为整个家庭的制度有很大的一个变化。
For there is a change in the family system.
小家庭的制度以及妇女这个就业远离家庭。
Then we have a nucleus family and women are now at work.
所以有很多的孩童成为了钥匙儿。
Many children become the latchkey kids.
然后回到家里面也没有什么事情，也没有什么人跟他接触，所以就打开了电视。
When they return home, they have no one to talk to, and they turn to the television.
所以从电视里头去学习去模仿。
Therefore, they learn from the television programs. They imitate certain behaviors.
所以相对的，他们的思想特别的早熟。
And therefore, they so-called mature earlier in their thinking or their thoughts.
但是很多大人的行为已经超过他们所能够理解想象的。
But then yet.They are not able to comprehend certain adult behavior.
所以也因此而受到了很多的污染。
And as a result, they are polluted.
那也因为在这样的一个家庭制度。
And since this is the family system,
甚至夫妻之间也很少接触。
Even husbands and wives lack the time to communicate.
所以那种感情也越来越淡薄。
And therefore, the love between them is also getting lesser.
在生活当中所遇到的冲突也越来越多。
There are more areas for conflicts.
所以这个都造成很多家庭问题的一种产生。
And this has led to many family problems.
亲子间的距离也越来越疏远。
And even parents and children are now quite distant.
很多人可能看到孩子的时间都是他在睡觉。
When parents see the children, they are asleep.
或是孩子看到父亲的时候，父亲都在睡觉。
Or when the child sees the father is sleeping.
有一阵子我回到家里就是这样的情况。
So at one stage of my life, this was the case.
因为回到家已经很晚了，孩子都已经睡着了。
Or when I reach home, it is very late and the children are asleep.
早上孩子要去上学的时候，我还在睡觉。
And when the children are ready to go to school, I was sleeping.
所以常常到礼拜一晚上才真的有时间看到孩子。
And only on Friday evenings, on Monday evenings, can I see my children.
所以这有时候是我们必须去调整我们那种家庭的生活的一个情形。
Therefore, there's a need for us to adjust the family situation.
那在这种过程当中，有时候电视就成为一家之主。
And in this way, television becomes the head of the family.
我是觉得这个是一个必须非常重视的一个问题。
I feel that this is a question that we need to tackle.
今天孩子他们没有那种自制选择的能力。
And when children are not able to have the ability to select independently.
但是我们做父母的，一定要去做一个限制。
Then parents should set certain restrictions.
要怎么样子的来让我们孩子少看电视
？How to cut down television viewing time for children?
我们一定要有一个规范。
We need to have a system.
昨天也接到一张纸条，有弟兄姐妹这样子的问。
Yesterday I received a note, and this is the question of a member.
说他孩子从2点钟就回到家里，一直到晚上10点钟，功课都还写不完。
From 2 p.m. when the child reached home until 10 p.m. the child is still not able to complete his homework.
因为他花很多时间在看电视，在游戏，所以一直拖到那么晚，功课写不完，所以等他们回家的时候就没有办法家庭聚会。
So the child will be watching television or playing. As a result, he is not able to complete his homework. And when parents come home at night, they are not able to have family service because of.The child not able to complete his work.
所以我们要避免我们的孩子成为电视儿童。最好的方法就是，对于他所看的电视，要给他一个规范。
So to prevent our children from becoming television kids, we need to set certain restrictions to what they view.
哪一个时间的电视的节目是小孩子最适合看的？
What are the time slots where the programs are suitable for children?
规定每一天的哪一个时候是小孩子可以看电视？
And to set the time of the day where it is suitable for children to watch TV.
而且是自己该应当要做的工作做完之后才可以看。
And the children should have completed what they have to do before they can watch TV.
把这个规范给定出来。
So once you have set out this system,
但是另外还有一个很重要的,
there's another important factor.
我们做父母的要首先不看。
Parents themselves must first avoid watching TV.
不然你把小孩子赶去看书了，不准他看电视，结果你自己坐在那看电视。
For when you chase the children away to read their books and not to watch TV, well, you yourself watch TV.
所以最好的，我们每天我们自己跟孩子的看电视的时间是差不是一样的。
So ideally, the watching the time for watching TV should be the same as that of the children.
那除非就是另外很多小孩子睡觉了，我们自己有自己的时间，我们自己看我们自己喜欢的节目。
Or only when the children are asleep, you may want to watch certain programs.
不要说我们自己做父母的，整天都也都是在没事情就是看电视，然后叫小孩子不准看，那这样是不可能的。
So it is not, you will not be able to persuade children not to watch TV when the adults are watching and you chase the children away.
尤其我们是要选择一些节目，并且跟孩子一起来看。
As we need to select certain TV programs to watch together with our children.
那如果说是你的孩子，你常常不在家啊，或是也没有大人在家，小孩子这样子的话，那可能我们就要再好好的思考。
So if you are often not at home or when there are no adults at home, and then children are left alone, what are you going to do?
或是有时候只有仆人在家，所以也没有办法限制到孩子。
Perhaps you only have the maid at home and the maid is not able to restrict the children.
这个我是觉得真的要跟孩子好好的一个沟通。
Therefore, there's a need to communicate well with the children.
如果他年纪真的还小的话，还可以由仆人来控制的话，那么要教好好的交代仆人。
And if the child is still very young and can be controlled by the maid, then you should give specific instructions to the maid.
另外是伦理道德跟价值观念的一种改变。
Next is the change in concept of values and morals.
因为整个社会的风气都非常的重功利。
For the trend in society, place importance on status and position.
并且贪图一些享受。
And also seeking in wealth and enjoyment.
所以整个社会的公共道德跟个人的品格都非常的低落。
So morality and personal character is deteriorating by the day.
所以我们可以发觉到整个很多的这种现在很多年轻的学生他们的价值观念也改变了。
And we find that many young students already have their concepts of values change.
有的人，有的学生，大学生，现在很多台湾的大学生已经没有在读书了，都在打工赚钱。
And many university students in Taiwan, they are no longer concentrating on studying, but they are also working.
还有这种新名词，援助交际，很多学生他们就走这样的一个道路。援助交际，不能，这个怎么看？这个日本最近这个昨天新闻才有提到的，就是你学生去卖淫的意思了。
哦。 So they become social escorts where actually some immorality are committed.
甚至有的上网就是找对象。
Some people they went on the internet chat to find partners.
所以我们可以看到现在很多的孩子他们的价值观念已经改变。
So we see the change in the concept of values in many of the children.
有的大学生他拿着一个手机，一天到晚就打手机，你看走在路上这个小学生也在打手机，这么多事情谈很久。
So some undergrads or even some students, they are always walking and talking using the handphone as if they have so much to talk about.
我就听到有一个人这样子的埋怨说，这个孩子他在外地读书，我一个月给他8000块钱的生活费用。
And I've heard somebody murmuring that my child is studying overseas and I give him $8,000 to spend.
结果他手机的费用就花了5000块。
And 5,000 has been spent on a mobile phone.
难怪他要去打工。
So it's no wonder that they have to find part-time work.
所以有时候我们这种错误的观念已经模糊了我们人生追求的一个目标。
So when we have these wrong concepts, it will actually blur our direction in life.
金钱也成为一家之主。
And wealth also becomes the head of the family.
在年轻的时候，人人是用时间和家的温暖去换取金钱。
So people exchange time and family warmth for wealth.
然后到中年之后
，when they reach middle age，
然后再开始用金钱去买时间。
They use money to buy time.
因为身体开始生病了，要看病啊，花钱啊，来维持身体的健康。
For now, they are unhealthy and they need to spend money to buy back health.
哦，到什么地方去休闲去运动。
So they need to find time for leisure and to exercise themselves.
所以有时候我们看到，人的很多的现象就是这样。
So this is the phenomenon that we see happening to many people.
所以这个都是我们必须要面对的困难。
So these are the problems that we have to encounter.
另外，民主教育的体认不够。
And thirdly, the lack of understanding about democratic education.
许多孩子因为现在大家生的少，所以也被父母亲宠惯。
And now families have fewer children and many children are pampered.
常常是这种任其所为不加约束的一种民主。
So we have a system where the child is allowed to act according to his whims and fancies.
所以现在在台湾很多那种国中的老师如果做了超过25年的都要抢着要退休。
And many of the secondary school teachers in Taiwan, especially after they have served 25 years, they would seek for early retirement.
但是因为这个退休这个钱叫政府退休的钱不够啊，所以要排队。
And the government is not able to provide the pensions that are due to them, and therefore they have to wait for their turn.
因为在学校里头，这些国中生他们有的可以敢打老师的，但是老师都不敢打学生的。
Some secondary students even dare to beat up the teachers, whereas the teachers are restricted not to have any corporal punishment.
所以常常听到哪一个家长带着学生去告老师的告校长的。
And there are also parents who bring their children along to sue the teachers or sue the principal.
不过听说我们新加坡还好，校长跟训导主任还可以打学生
So in Singapore, the principal or the discipline masters can still use corporal punishment.
所以因为这个太过宠孩子，所以从在家的任性，从到在学校的嚣张，以及到进入社会，成为社会的问题。
So the stubbornness at home leads to insolence at school, eventually leading to problems in society.
箴言29:15说，不知道这样子来管教孩子的，放纵孩子的，最后就会使母亲来蒙羞。
Proverbs 29:15 If we do not train up our child properly and discipline them promptly, then it will lead to the humiliation of the mother.
我们也看到现在的孩子不都很多都不是很用功在读书。
And many students are not putting in effort in their studies.
啊，或是意识形态有偏差。意识形态。
They are not very hardworking and ideological aberration.
然后看重于物质的一种享受
and also they are seeking after materialistic enjoyment
所以很多人去打工为的就是要满足他的虚荣感
many people find part-time work in order to satisfy vain glory
面对这样的一种家庭的一种变迁
so faced with this kind of changing family system
实际上我们一个基督的家庭我们也应该有自我的一个反省
therefore Christian families should also reflect on all these changes
我们怎么样子的来调整我们自己的脚步
How should we adjust our footsteps?
能够减轻我们孩子在这方面的一个冲击
And to minimize the impact of children.
因为小孩子这样子以自我为中心，这样的任性，这样的放纵，基本上都跟我们父母对他们的溺爱、谬爱有关系。
So our children behaving in a self-centered, stubborn, and indulgent manner is a result of us overdoting our children.
所以有些孩子成为了可怒之子、悖逆之子。
And there are children who become children of disobedience or children of wrath.
他们都是按照他们自己所喜爱的这样去行。
For they do according to what their heart delights.
没有一个行为的一个标准。
There is no moral standard for them to follow.
我们来看《列王记上》第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 1.
列王记上第一章。
1 Kings chapter 1.
第一章第五节
Chapter 1 verse 5
这边记载的是大卫的一个孩子叫做亚多尼亚
One of the sons of David by the name of Adonijah
他这样自尊
And he exalted himself.
说我必定会做王,
and said, I will be king.
虽然他是排行老四,
even though he was
因为老大,
the fourth son.
老大、老二、老三, 可能都去世了,
and first and second and third brother have all died.
所以他就自己认为他一定会做王,
and he thought that he will be the king.
他就自己预备了车辆马兵,又派50个人在他的面前奔走。
And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him.
我们看第六节,
Verse 6.
他父亲素来没有使他忧闷,你是做什么呢?这句话非常有意思。
And his father had not rebuked him at any time by saying, why have you done so?
因为父亲素来没有使他忧闷,说你在做什么?也就是说, 他做什么,他父亲从来也不去管他。
So meaning to say, whatever he had done, the father does not restrict him.
做错了事情可能也没有去责备他。
And even if he has done wrong, the father did not rebuke him.
有这个很多不好的性格。
And when he has bad behavior,
也不纠正他的错误。
The father does not rectify his character.
所以让他有这样自尊、自以为很了不起的那样子的心态。
So this has led him to think that he is high and mighty.
就是以自我为中心的这样的一个表现。
So it is a manifestation of a person who is self-centered.
所以后来他才遭遇到了这个困难。
And later on he encountered difficulty.
因为大卫不是将王位给他。
For David did not pass on the throne to him.
所以他就试图要造反。
And he sought to revolt.
结果呢,就失败了。
And he failed in his revolt.
所以我们从这个过程里头我们可以了解。
So from this we can understand.
如果我们对小孩子,如果说当他们有这种不当的举动的时候,
when children have this misbehavior,
我们应该要很正式的,并且很严厉的来做一个教导。
We should provide very strict guidance and to give them very clear instructions.
昨天, 我们也有提到,
we have mentioned yesterday,
过去呢,是很少的资源要分给很多的孩子。
In the past, we have limited resources to be shared among many children.
现在我们是很多的资源分给很少的孩子。
Now, we are abundant in resources and we give them to few children that we have.
但是我们也要真的要谨慎我们的做法。
But we must also be cautious in our dealings.
不是我们孩子要求什么东西,我们就给他。
It does not mean that every request by the child will be fulfilled.
不是其他人有的,我们一定要为他安排。
And it does not mean that what others have, your child must have.
我们也,如果说我们要给他,我们也要很清楚做了一些规划。
Even if we want to give certain things to our children, we must be very clear in our, we are very clear in stating the terms.
像我的孩子, 他们也要求要手机。
And my children requested for handphones.
因为他们的同学有。
For their classmates have them.
但是我们就让他们了解, 为什么你需要手机。
But then I try to find out why do you need to have a handphone.
并且告诉他说, 你什么时候, 长到几岁的时候你才开始有你自己的手机。
And to tell them that at what age I think it is appropriate for you to have your own handphone.
那如果说你现在有时候他特别出去跟朋友有什么样的同学有什么活动, 所以家里会为你一个手机, 给你使用。
Or perhaps when you are out for certain activities, perhaps the family handphone can be for your use for the day.
但是规定是说, 也不能随便, 乱打电话。
But the restriction set upon her is not to abuse the usage.
那回来就把这手机再收回来。
And when she returns, I will take back the handphone.
这个让他们有这样子一个了解。
So it is for them to have this understanding.
并且, 也跟他讲说, 以后, 有手机的时候,你们这些会用,你们也要自己来出。
And to tell them in the future, if you should own your own handphone, you should be responsible for the payment.
从零用钱来扣。
So it will be deducted from your allowance.
让他们有一个约束。
So that they have certain restrictions set upon them.
这个是我们要重视的。
So this is something that we must look at.
这第二段落里面谈到家是什么。
So part B is what is a family?
这边我想我们自己这样子来浏览。
So you can browse through the points.
不过这让我们知道家庭的一个重要性。
But it tells us the importance of the family.
家是应该有凝聚力的一个地方。
So the family must be a place where there is bonding.
每一个分子都应该知道自己在家庭里面的责任。
And every member of the family must know their responsibility.
以及存在的意义跟使命。
And also to know the the significance and the mission of the family.
也让我们知道家啊是需要的一个供应站。
And to know that the family is the provider of needs.
我们有四分之一的时间是从这个家庭里面在多多的领受。
So more than a quarter of a man's life is dependent on the family to provide for his needs.
但是有另外四分之三的时间，我们是在供应这个家里面的需要。
And for the remaining three quarters of his life, he labors to provide for the family.
而家也是最好学习的成长的地方。
And the family is the place for growing up.
我们每一个人都被塑造成为社会所期待的一个角色。
Everyone is molded into a role that is expected by society.
我接下来我重点我要谈到第三段，就是家庭伦理中的角色扮演。
Next, I would like to talk about Part C on the various family roles.
这很多都是圣经上里面的教导。
So many of these are teachings from the Bible.
虽然有一点教条化。
Even though we may have listed them down as different points.
但是我是觉得是非常实际，而且是在我们每一个人生活当中要不断去努力的。
But I find that this is a practical way, and it is also something for us to put in effort in.
首先谈到我们父子之间。
First, it talks about between parents and children.
以弗所书六章第一节到第三节里头教导。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 3 says,
做儿女的要听从父母，孝敬父母。
Children should obey and honor their parents.
我想这个是天经地义的事情。
I believe that this is the right and proper behavior.
今天有时候我们所重视的是很多看到很多人在生前不孝顺，死后的时候送葬的行列却是排了一公里多。
We have noticed that there are many people who are not filial to their parents when they are alive, but the funeral procession is done very magnificently.
有时候真的让我们不能了解到底这是什么样的心态。
Sometimes we are unable to understand what kind of attitude they hold.
另外，我们也不可以因为好像说我们把这个都已经在做服事的，都把这个奉献的都归给神了，所以我们就忽略了对父母的孝顺。
We should not take the offering to God as an excuse to shirk the responsibility of caring for one's parents.
所以这边提到马可福音七章十一节到十三节里面的经文。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 11 to 13.
这是当时他们华丽赛人，他们常常这样子。
So the Pharisees were often doing that.
他们自己不奉养父母。
They do not support their parents.
却说他们的钱都已经奉献给教会，给神了。
And they said that the money that was due to the parents have been offered to the temple, to the church.
这绝对不是神所喜悦的。
But this is not something that God delights in.
同样的观念。
And to have a similar concept.
我们也不要说我把时间都给教会了。
We do not say that all my time has been given to church.
所以我没有时间陪我的父母。
Therefore, I have no time to spend with my parents.
这也不是神所喜悦的。
So this is also not something God will be pleased with.
另外，我们对于孝顺父母，我们要有一个观念。
For our filial piety towards parents, we must have this understanding.
不是孝顺的父母。这个孝顺孩子的父母了。现在很多的我们比如说我们谈到昨天也有人谈到说，我们是别人的爸爸妈妈，但是我们也是别人的孩子。
So we have also heard last night that we are parents to our children, but we are also children to our parents.
所以我们孝顺父母是对我们的长辈，我们这样子的一个由衷的这样的一个关怀照顾。
So we should be filial to our own parents to show our care and concern for them.
但是我们现在发觉到很多人孝顺自己的孩子了，所以变成孝顺的父母了。
So we are now filial parents in a sense that we are very filial to our children.
所以有一个故事这样说。
There's also this story.
有一个卖菜的。
There was a vegetable seller.
他每次来看到那个买菜的时候，哇，我的儿子最喜欢吃这个菜，我的女儿最喜欢吃那个菜。
And he will notice among his customers remarking that my son likes this vegetable or my daughter likes that vegetable.
后来他就做了一个想法，他说如果只要说这个是我爸爸妈妈最喜欢的菜，他就特别要卖他便宜，而且多送一点给他。
So he came up with the idea that if there are children who says that these are the vegetables that my parents like, then it will be sold at a cheaper price.
结果呢，他都没有碰到这样的情况。
But he has not met this kind of situation where he can give a discount.
所以这个是对我们的一个提醒了哈。
So this is a reminder to us.
那做儿女的，我们也要诚心来接受父母的一个管教。
And children should also accept the discipline of their parents.
因为这个 有爱才有管教。
So only when there's love, there's discipline.
就为了让我们得到益处，结出平安的果子来。
So that we will have endurance and to have the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
所以我们做儿女的，我们要在主里面来听从父母，孝敬父母。
Therefore, we should be obedient to our parents in the Lord.
好，我今天最主要来讲做父母的。
And I would like to talk about being parents.
这边说做父母的不可惹儿女的气。
Parents should not provoke their children to anger.
要用合理的教训来养育。来警戒和养育他们。
But to warn and teach them with reasonable teachings.
好，今天我们要有注意到的就是孩子的一个个性。
We need to note the character of our children.
尤其是当孩子到青少年之后的这一段青年时期。
Especially when their youths are in their teenage years.
几乎常常动不动就会彼此的冲突。
Often there will be conflicts arising from any kinds of situations.
所以我们做父母的，我们要了解到这一段时期。
Therefore, parents should take note of this period of time.
可能我们也要多多回想，我们自己可能也是经历过那个时期长大的。
And perhaps when we reflect upon our own self, we have passed through those stages.
所以我们做父母的也要谨慎，不要去用我们自己的情绪去惹了儿女的气。
Therefore, parents should be mindful not to allow their emotions to also stir up their children's anger.
要用主的道理。教训跟警戒，好好的来养育他们。
But to teach the children according to the way of the Lord.
殷勤的教训儿女，使他们走当行的路。
We need to teach our children diligently that they will walk on the right path.
我们看箴言二十二章第六节。
Proverbs 22 verse 6.
箴言二十二章第六节。
Proverbs 22 verse 6.
这边说教养孩童使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。这句话里头有三个含义。
There are three implications in this verse.
第一个就是要教养他的我们的孩子，使他们走当行的路。
So the first thing is to train up our child to walk in the way he should go.
第二个就是要教导他们什么是当行的路。
And the secondimplication is to tell them the way that they should go.
使他走有牵引的意思。牵引带领。使他走。
It has the meaning of to lead them and to guide them along the way.
所以第三个就是说要以自己来作为一个榜样来牵引他走上当行的路。
Therefore, one should set the example to lead the child and guide the child in the way.
所以我们做父母的带领的孩子当中是以身教为最主要。
Therefore, the most important way to train up our child is to lead by our own example.
再加上我们的言教。
And also to lead them by our speech.
我们也不要随着自己那种私欲或是情绪来管教孩子。
We should not discipline our child out of anger, out of our own emotional outbreaks.
虽然这个真的是很困难啊。
For sometimes it may be difficult to control ourselves.
所以希伯来书十二章第十节也这样说。
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10 it says,
深深的父亲常常是随着自己的意思来管教孩子。肉身的父亲。
For physical parents sometimes use their own will or their own intentions to discipline their children.
所以这个是我们要谨慎的。
So this is something that we must be mindful of.
领会过程当中提到罗德对待他两个女儿的做法。
So in our sermon, we have mentioned about how Lot treated his daughters.
愿意牺牲他的两个女儿来救起换取那两个陌生人的性命。
So he was even to sacrifice his two daughters for the sake of the strangers.
另外我们从圣经里面看到了这个士师耶和他。
We have also,
士师。我们来看士师记
Jephtha the judge
十一章
Judges chapter 11
士师记的第十一章
Judges chapter 11
十一章三十一节
Chapter 11 verse 31
他这样子随意的来起誓
That he made a rash vow
从亚门的那边如果得胜回来的话，无论什么人先从家里出来迎接，他就归给神。
So whoever comes out of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the people of Ammon, I shall offer the person as a burnt offering.
并将它献给神作为燔祭。
And to offer the person up as a burnt offering.
结果呢，是他自己的女儿跳着舞出来迎接他。
And it was his own daughter who came out dancing and welcoming him.
所以就将他的女儿白白牺牲。
So he has to sacrifice his daughter.
所以这都是提醒我们哈，不要自己这样自己的这种意识好在处理一些事情。
So this is to remind us not to deal with things out of our own intentions.
无意当中伤害的子女都不知道。
And without us knowing, we may hurt our children.
我想我最有意思的就是创世纪的二十七章好这边利百加对雅各错误的教导方式这一段。
So,
创世纪的二十七章。
Genesis chapter 27 is how Rebecca gave a wrong advice to Jacob.
从这个二十七章这边第六节开始利百加怎么样的对儿子雅各所说的话。
And in chapter 27, verse 6, Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son.
叫他来欺骗他的父亲。
To teach him to deceive his father.
并且为他做了种种的一个安排。
And she made all the preparations for him.
这个都是一种错误的教导。
So this is a wrong guidance.
虽然利百加他清楚知道神的意思。
Even though Rebecca knew clearly the will of God.
但是他没有用一个神所喜悦适当的一个方法。
But she did not use a method that God was pleased with.
所以造成了他的两个孩子将来后来成为这样子彼此的敌对。
And this led to the bad relationship and the hatred that arose between the two brothers.
失落了和睦。
They have lost the harmony.
所以雅各必须逃离自己的家乡。
To the extent that Jacob has to escape to another place.
所以这是我们要谨慎的。
So this is something that we
must be careful
of.
另外我们做父母的也要学习来听儿女的声音。
For parents must learn to listen to the voice of the children.
并且有良好的一个沟通。
And to establish a good channel for communication.
有时候我们必须要了解。
Sometimes we need to understand.
如果我们每次只要听到孩子说到我们很不满意的话的时候，我们就马上生气。
So if we become angry just because we hear children saying things that we do not like,
你没有办法静下心来，先容许他的错误，然后在这个过程当中比较温柔的方法去处理他。
And if we are not able to calm ourselves down to hear the child out and then to use an appropriate method to correct him,
结果他后来以后他所有的事情他就不会告诉你。
Then the child will not want to say anything to the parents.
我好几次就犯了这样的错误。
So I myself am guilty of this.
其实因为很少回到家里。
And actually, I seldom have time at home.
有时候回到家里，哇，孩子就很高兴的告诉我他一些事情。
Sometimes when I'm home, the children will be very happy to see me and to tell me a lot of things.
有时候甚至是他自己很多失败的事情啊，也这样子提出来，不是让他很喜乐的事情。
Or certain things that trouble the child, things that the child are happy about.
他那些不好的经验告诉我的时候，我有时候听到，有时候一下子没有忍住气，然后就马上要发作出来。
And sometimes I'm not able to restrain myself, but I want to speak out.
后来就被我太太警告。
Then my wife warned me.
她说你这样子，以后你女儿都不认你了。
So if you behave in this way, next time your daughters will not want to acknowledge you.
他们的话也就不会再告诉你。
And you will not hear from them again.
真的我们要有这样子的一个认知。
So therefore we need to have this
knowledge. 愿意也把那些不好的经验也告诉你的话，真的你要感谢。
So if you have children telling you of their unpleasant experiences, then you should be thankful about it.
让你知道他们的问题，你要怎么样用个智慧好好的来引导他们。你把这个，即使你心中很气，你要忍住，然后用然后化解，然后再指导他。
So you need to have the wisdom to know the problems and to think of the way to speak to them. Even if you are very angry, you need to suppress your anger and to give your advice appropriately.
但是我们也不是说听到孩子有什么错误的行为、错误的观念，结果你还在那边赞许他，或是不责备他。
And of course, you do not condone the misbehavior of the child and to continue to commend the child for wrong behavior.
所以撒母耳记上第二章二十九节就是神责备以利的话。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 29 was the rebuke of.
因为他的孩子犯错了，他竟然没有责备他，只是这样轻而易举的带过去而已。
God rebuked Eli for lightly rebuking the children.
所以他尊重儿子胜过了尊重神。
For he esteemed his children, his sons more highly than God.
所以 今天我们要提醒我们做父母的。
So today we need to remind parents.
跟做儿孩子的。
And also children.
我们不要成了花瓶的爸爸、闹钟的妈妈、电视的儿童。
We do not want to become flower vase daddy, alarm clock mommy, or telly kiddies.
什么叫做花瓶爸爸？
What is meant by flower vase?
就是回到家里面，翘着二郎腿就开始看电视、看报纸，家事什么都不做，也不跟孩子沟通，这样子的爸爸。
So these are daddies who, after returning home from work, they will put their legs on the table, read the newspapers or watch TV without any interaction with the children.
我们应该有一个这样认知，说我们回到家里面，我们最先的就去跟我们的长辈、跟我们的孩子打招呼，跟他们问安，好，甚至可以跟他们一起游戏一段时间。
So what we need to do is to greet our family members and then to spend time interacting with them or spending time with in some activities with them first.
那这个闹钟妈妈就是提醒我们做妈妈的，不要只是一直唠叨啊，每天一直在念着孩子啊，你该做什么事情，你该做什么事情啊，这样子。
So alarm clock mummies are those who continue to nag and to remind the children what they need to do, what they have to do.
而是说真的能够用温柔并且不唠叨这样子去对待子女。
But to treat their children without the need to nag at them all the time.
那电视儿童就是孩子常常是守在电视的面前。
And the telly kiddies are those who are glued to the television.
那我刚才也提到说，这个要由我们家长自己来做榜样。
And therefore, I've mentioned that parents should set the right example first.
不要说你自己也规定孩子自己，但是自己都没有在做好。
For you set restrictions for your children, but then you do not set the example for them to follow.
所以孩子根本就心里不服。
And then the children will not be, will not be able to take it.
接下来我要谈夫妇之间呢。
Next, I'd like to talk about husband and wife.
我是觉得这是最重要的一层关系。
So this is one very important relationship.
昨天也有弟兄这样子提到。
So we have a brother mentioning this.
用纸条里面写说他会要想重视孩子的家庭宗教教育。
So he placed emphasis on children's religious education at home.
虽然他的太太也是信主的，但是都没有办法跟他配合。
Even though the wife is a believer, but is not able to complement his effort.
都认为说这个你代替我去做就可以了。
And the wife thinks that the husband can replace her in this work.
我想这个是错误的观念。
But I feel that this is a wrong concept.
这种家庭的崇拜是要全家人一起来参与的。
When we talk about family worship, the whole family must be involved.
尤其是我觉得，如果孩子或是其他的家人，他们有时候暂时还没有办法接受的话，也要从我们夫妻先开始。
So perhaps some members of the family are not able to accept this, but at the very least, it should begin with the husband and wife agreeing together.
首先，我们夫妻应当按照圣经上的教导，过一个一个正常这样子美满夫妻的生活。
First, the husband and wife must lead a correct relationship between a husband and wife.
因为夫妻是骨中的骨，肉中的肉，成为一体，同承生命之恩。
So for spousal relationship is bone of the bone and flesh of the flesh. The two have become one.
我们一定要去突破那种随意就是吵架要离婚要这样子的这种有一些争议的这样子的一种思想或是一种行为。
We need to break through the prevalent thinking of marrying and divorce disputes between men and women.
因为我们会发觉到现在整个因为女孩子她也能够在社会上找到很好的工作。
For in this present generation, even the women are able to have independence and they can find work for themselves.
所以呢，有一些碰到一些夫妻之间不太如意的时候呢，有时候这女孩子也实际上她也不害怕，说以后没有什么这个不能养活自己啊。
So when there are disagreements with the husband, the woman is not fearful that she is not able to support herself in the future.
所以那种挫折容忍的力量就减少了很多。
Therefore, the ability to tolerate becomes the ability to tolerate is no longer there.
所以我们要收，要真的是要履行圣经所教导给我们夫妻啊，这个彼此的应该遵守的一个道理。
Therefore, we need to abide by the teachings that God set for husbands and wives.
丈夫要爱妻子，为妻子来舍命。
That a husband should love the wife and is willing to give up his life for her.
妻子顺服丈夫，顺敬重丈夫，做丈夫的帮手。
And the wife submits to and respects her husband and be a helper to him.
并且在我们生活当中去学习彼此相处的能力。
That in our daily life, we will be able to learn how to live with one another.
我们看《哥林多前书》第十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
在第四节到第八节这一段谈到爱的真谛。
Verses 4 to 8 tells us about the essence of love.
我觉得这一段里头，我们在夫妻的道理上面是一个非常非常实际的一面。
This is a very practical guide for husbands and wives.
比如说这边谈到有几个，我觉得这边有它每一句话，或许我们都可以用某一个向度来去思考它。
So we can ponder about the different phrases, looking at it differently.
比如说这边谈到的恩慈。
Love suffers long.
这是一种主动关怀别人的一种能力。
So this is the ability to take the initiative to show your care and concern for the other party.
我们的伴侣，我们的家人，我们是不是能够有常常这种恩慈的心
？To our wife, to our partner, to our family members, are we able to have this kind heart?
随时随地的去关怀。
To show our care and concern.
另外，这边谈到不自夸、不张狂、不计算人的恶。
And love does not parade itself; it's not puff up.
这个是彼此沟通的一种能力。
So this is the ability to communicate with the other party.
所以不会觉得这个常常自己的气势很盛。
So that you will not always be in anger.
先生或是太太，哪一方面一定要听哪一方面的话。
One domineering party will always want the other party to submit.
不顺着自己的意思就发脾气。
And if his or her intention is not fulfilled, then, he or she loses temper.
或是常常在计算对方所做的恶。
Or sometimes to always be so calculative of the wrongs that the other party has done.
每次一吵架就把那张单子拿开，这就是你看这些日子你犯的错误
And every time,
一一的数落出来。
Every time there's a quarrel, a long list of mistakes is shown.
然后不轻易的发怒。
And not to be given to anger easily.
这就是控制自己情绪的一种能力。
This is the ability to control a person's own emotions.
有时候真的，有时候看到一方面在教导孩子的时候，你看到时候就很生气，就你怎么就掺进去骂太太也骂孩子。
Sometimes when you see your spouse disciplining the children, you get so angry, and then you scold the children and scold your wife as well.
那另外这边凡事包容，凡事忍耐，这就是忍受挫折的容忍力。
To bear all things, to endure all things, is the ability to forbear.
那不求自己的益处。
And not to seek one's own interest.
就是常常也试着改变自我去适应别人的需要。
Is the ability to change oneself to suit other people.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
就是让我们有一颗具备一个逻辑判断的能力。
It is to enable us to have this ability to discern rationally.
所以这个爱的真谛里头，如果说我们能够朝着夫妻各方面的这种角度去思考的话
，So if we can view this essence of love, and apply it to the relationship between a husband and a wife,
真的能够
this is very practical.
是爱永不止息。
Then indeed, love will never fail.
所以我们要常常来建立夫妻沟通的一个桥梁。
Therefore, we must always establish a bridge of communication between the husband and wife.
最重要的是要培养我们这种那种彼此面目的那种感情。
And to establish this good relationship with each other.
我们看箴言第五章。
Proverbs chapter 5.
箴言第五章。
Proverbs chapter 5.
十八节。
Verse 18.
五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
这边要说，说使你的泉源蒙福，要喜悦你幼年所起的妻，她如可爱的幼鹿，可喜的母鹿，愿她的胸怀使你时时知足，她的爱情使你常常念慕。 我觉得最后这一句话非常的好。
I find that the latter portion is very good.
啊，她的胸怀使你时时的知足。
Let her breast satisfy you at all times.
就是夫妻那种亲密的关系。
And this is the close and intimate relationship between husband and wife.
能够常常在我们的生活当中来滋润我们。
That this relationship can always nourish us.
能够从对方的身体能够得到彼此的满足。
That you can have satisfaction with each other.
除了这种肉体的这种满足之外
，apart from this physical satisfaction，
这边说彼此的爱情让能够常常的念慕。
That you should be able to be enraptured with each other's love.
所以除了肉体跟精神方面，各方面我们都要好好的来培养。
Therefore, whether it is physical, mental, or other aspects of the relationship, you need to establish them well.
所以我觉得我们必须注重到夫妻生活的那一种品质。
Therefore, we need to be able to have the quality of a good husband and wife relationship.
常常能够这样子彼此的来相吸引。
So that you will always love each other.
能够彼此的来了解对方的一个意思。
And to understand each other's intentions.
并且在生活当中有许许多多的戏玩。
And
就是这个，我们来看这个创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis to explain that.
我看记载的。这个是记载的这个亚伯拉罕跟他的太太撒拉。
It records about Abraham and his wife Sarah.
我们来看创世纪的26:8。
Genesis chapter 26:8。
对不起，是以撒跟利百加。
Sorry, it should be Isaac and Rebecca.
26:8。
Chapter 26:8。
这边记载着他们在这个基拉尔这个地方的时候。
When they were in the land of Gerar,
因为这个以撒欺骗这个亚比米勒说他的妻子是他的妹妹。
So Isaac deceived the people that Rebecca was his sister.
但是他从窗户里面看到他们两个人在那边戏玩。
But the king saw from his window that Isaac was showing endearment to Rebecca.
就认出他们是夫妻的一种关系。
So he was able to tell that both of them were husband and wife.
所以从这里我们可以看到，就是说以撒跟利百加他们那种感情的亲密度。
So we can see the intimacy between Isaac and Rebecca.
他们很自然的这种行为当中一种流露，就让人家看出他们是一对夫妻。
So their natural expression of love for each other shows others that they are actually husband and wife.
我相信这就是他们平常那种恩爱的一种感情。
So this shows their endearment for each other.
所以我们夫妻之间也要培养这样的一种感情。
Therefore, husband and wife must also cultivate this kind of intimacy.
在外面人家一看就知道你们是一对夫妻。
That when others look at you, they know that you are husband and wife.
很自然的那种爱的流露。
So there's this natural flow of love between the two parties.
并且能够常常互相的安慰，互相的支持。
And to be able to comfort and encourage each other.
不要成为法官为对方来判罪。
Do not always be the judge, sentencing the other party.
另外这边有一个很有趣的。
And there's also this interesting thing.
就是发生在祖孙三代的问题。
And it happens to three generations.
16记载的是亚伯拉罕。
First talks about Abraham.
我们来看创世纪16。
Genesis chapter 16.
16.
Chapter
16. 1-6, 这边记载着，也是这个撒拉不生孩子。
Verses 1-6 records that Sarah was barren.
然后后来在他们生活当中发生的事情。
And some of the things that happened to them.
撒拉建议将他的仆人他的女仆给亚伯拉罕来做妻子。
And Sarah suggested Abraham take the maidservant to be a wife.
后来这个夏甲又对撒来不礼貌。
And later on, Hagar the maid was impolite to the mistress Sarah.
所以轻看了她。
And she despised her.
所以这个亚伯拉罕也后来也是将这个使女交在这个撒拉的手中，所以可以随意待她。
And Abraham allowed Sarah to deal with Hagar, and she dealt with her harshly.
从这里我们是可以看到亚伯拉罕对撒拉的一个重视。
So from here we can see that Sarah was important in Abraham's eyes.
姑且不讨论这整个这个事件里面的一个价值。
And he did not consider this incident.
但是我们可以看出亚伯拉罕对撒拉的爱。
Without dealing with the details of the incident, we can see Abraham's love for Sarah.
25章是记载着以撒跟利百加。
Chapter 25 talks about Isaac and Rebecca.
25章的21节。
Chapter 25, verse 21.
因为利百加也是不能生育。
Rebecca was barren.
但是呢，21节记载以撒就为他的妻子来祈求神。
In verse 21, Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife.
所以利百加就能够怀孕。
And later on, Rebecca conceived.
所以这个是以撒他作为一个丈夫，他能够体恤到妻子那种不喜乐的地方，好能够知道他的问题所在，然后时时为他的祷告。
So Isaac was able to empathize with Rebecca's unhappiness, and he was able to find the problem and the solution.
我们再看30章的雅各就不是这样了。But
in chapter 30, Jacob was different.
30章的第一节。
Chapter 30, verse
1. 拉结见自己不能给雅各生孩子，就嫉妒他的姐姐，对雅各说：“你不给我孩子，不然我就死了。你要给我生孩子，不然我就死了。”雅各向拉结生气说：“不生育的是神，又不是我，我岂能代替成做主呢？” 这一段我们可以看到他们的这种几对夫妻这种反应的态度，做一个对比。So
we can compare and contrast the behavior between the three couples.
拉结不能生孩子，他怪雅各。So
when Rachel could not give birth, she pushed the blame to Jacob.
那雅各也被他激怒，就向拉结生气。And
Jacob's anger was aroused, and he was angry towards Rachel.
所以这在发生祖孙三代都同样是不能生孩子，却是有不同的这个表现。
And from the three generations of people, you can see that the wives were barren, but then they have different reactions.
另外，这个哈拿的先生以利加拿对他的这种表现也是值得我们来学习。
And Elkanah's treatment of his wife Hannah, who was barren, is something worthy of our learning.
因为他这个哈拿不能生孩子，哇，他也是用各种安慰的话语来安慰他。So
when Hannah was not able to give birth, Elkanah used all sort of comforting words to comfort her.
有我不比十个儿子更好吗？
So am I not better to you than seven sons?
但是我们就不要像耶伯的太太。
But let us not learn to be like Jacob's, Job's wife.
当耶伯在痛苦当中的时候,
and when Job was in pain,
他却是火上加油来刺激他，说你离开你的神吧。
And she was fanning the fire and provoking him to leave his God.
所以这个是谈到有关于夫妻之间的。
So this tells us about spousal relationship.
真的在夫妻之间要有更多的爱跟宽恕。
Therefore, between spouses, there must be a lot of forbearance and forgiveness. Then in this way, you will be able to heal one another's wound and the scars of a marriage.
所以彼得前书4章8节说，爱能够遮掩很多的罪。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 8 says that with love, you can cover a multitude of sins.
今天夫妻的关系是一切家庭的问题的一个最根本的关键所在。
So the relationship between the husband and wife is actually the deciding factor to many of the problems that may arise in a family.
如果夫妻能够同心,
if husbands and wife can
而且,
have the same heart,
有共同信仰的目标,
and when they share the same goals in their faith,
并且真正能够有那种, 彼此相爱,
and if they truly love each other,
所有的问题都有可能解决。
Then all the problems in the family will have their solutions.
有能力去解决。
And there will be the ability to solve all problems.
如果我们一直做事，夫妻之间的关系来恶化。
But if we allow the relationship between the husband and wife to deteriorate,
或是现在我们跟我们自己的妻子的感情越来越淡薄。
Or you find that there is less love between the husband and the wife.
生活的交集越来越少。
And there is little interaction between the husband and the wife.
冲突越来越多。
And there are more conflicts.
那么我们真的要好好的 来思考，赶快来做个挽回。
Then we really need to reflect upon this and to improve the situation.
在年轻的时候
，When you are young，
有许多的冲突
，There may be many conflicts.
还可以借着男女之间性的关系来做一个弥补。
But perhaps the sexual relationship between the husband and wife can be a way to solve some problems.
但是慢慢年纪长大，在这方面的需要减少之后
，But as a person ages, when the desire for this sexual relationship diminishes,
这种冲突就往往造成极大的一个问题。
Then perhaps some conflicts can lead to serious problems.
这是我们夫妇要特别注意的。
Therefore, husbands and wives must take note of this.
另外，在兄弟之间。
And next, we talk about between siblings.
我们要跟弟兄能够和睦来同居。
We need to be able to dwell together in unity with our brethren.
从生活当中去彼此的相照顾，彼此的相亲热。
That you show love and concern and affection for each other.
兄弟也能够真正的来团结。
Then the siblings can also be united.
我们的孩子看到这样的一个情况。
And when our children see this,
他们自然也会在他们的兄弟姐妹当中去有这样子的一种情感。
They will also show this good relationship with their own siblings.
我们可以看撒母耳记下第十节第十章。
See Second Samuel chapter 10.
我觉得这一段是一个非常好的一个榜样。
This is a good example for us.
撒母耳记下十章第九节。
Second Samuel chapter 10.
这边记载着耶押跟他的兄弟亚比歇。第十章第九节。
Chapter 10 verse 9 about Joab and his relationship with Abishai.
他们面对敌人来的攻击。
So they faced with the attacks of the enemies.
耶押他去对付亚兰人。
And Joab went to fight the Syrians.
亚比歇去对着亚门人。
And the Abishai the brother went to fight the Ammonites.
我们看十一节。
Look at verse 11.
耶押对亚比歇说：亚兰人若强过你，你就来帮助我。
And Joab said to Abishai, if the Syrians are too strong for me, you come and help me.
亚门人若强过你，我就去帮助你。
And if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will go and help you.
我们都当刚强，为本国的民跟神的诚意来做大丈夫。
So we should be of good courage and be strong for our people and for the cities of our God.
所以这里我们可以看到他们这一对兄弟。
And we can see this pair of brothers.
他们能够同心的来面对这个国家所遭遇到的困难。
They were united in their hearts to encounter the difficulties that the country faces.
并且彼此的约定能够互相的来帮助。
And they have this agreement to help each other.
并且彼此的勉励要能够刚强。
And to encourage each other to be of good courage.
能够承担自己为国家为神的诚意的一个责任。
And to remind themselves of their responsibilities for their people and their country.
我想我们自己的亲兄弟或是教会的弟兄姐妹，我们都应当有这样子的一种心，有这种约跟这样的立志。
So whether it is for our own siblings or for the with brethren in the church, we need to have this agreement and to have this attitude.
另外，在其他的关系，比如婆媳之间的关系。
Next, we talk about relationships, other relationships like that of the daughter-in-law and mother-in-law.
从路德记当中，真的让我们看到了婆有意，媳有情。
From the book of Ruth, we can see. The mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law really love and has good intentions for each other.
我觉得这一方面真的我们要好好的来培养。
This is an area that we need to cultivate.
这是我最感谢神的一个地方。
And this is an area that I'm very thankful to God for.
我妈妈有三个孩子。
My mother has three children.
那我是在信仰里头最持守信仰的。
And I am I'm the one who is able to preserve the faith.
我太太也是非常的有注重信仰。
And my wife also give great emphasis to faith.
其他我哥哥跟我弟弟他们的信仰都有点流失在早期。
My elder brother and my younger brother were at one time lost in their faith.
所以他们都起外邦的。
And they actually married outsiders.
后来弟弟的太太也来信主。
Later on, my younger sister-in-law came to believe in the Lord.
但是我的妈妈总是觉得跟这另外两个媳妇都合不太来，不是合不来，不是感情也非常的好。
But my mother-in-law, even though she has good relation, my mother, though she has good relationship with the other two daughters-in-law,
其实他们也很孝顺。
And The daughters-in-law were also very filial.
但是我妈妈就是感觉上就是没有办法，好像不喜欢跟他们住在一起，都说要跟我们住在一起。
But my mother feels that it is still not, she is not able to, she will not be so pleased to live with them as to live with me.
我们是住楼上楼下。
And we are actually.
楼上楼下。
we live in the upper floor and the lower floor.
啊，但是真的是就是可以看到我妈妈跟我太太那种感情非常的好。
But I can see that my mother has a very good relationship with my wife.
所以这让我赶出来做传道的一个很主要的一个原因。
And this is one very crucial factor, for me coming out as a preacher.
这是因为同一个信仰的关系。
It is because we share the same faith.
哦，所以我想这一点很重要。
This is a very important point.
如果说这个婆媳之间有这样的同样的信仰，又有同样这种这个道理的话，真的是可以创造一个非常和睦的一个家庭。
If the mother and daughter-in-law share the same faith, then you will be able to establish a very good family ties.
另外就是在姻亲之间也要尽力去追求和睦。
And also between the wives of brothers, there also a need to strive to be in harmony.
尤其是不要为了一些争财产厉害的关系有一些冲突。
And do not come into conflicts because of because you want to have a share in the inheritance or other benefits and interests.
那我想这一方面也要提醒我们做老人家的要有一点智慧。
And this is a reminder to the older folks in the house to have wisdom.
效法亚伯拉罕的一个榜样。
And to emulate the example of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他在临死之前。
Before Abraham's death.
我们来看创世纪的25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
25章第5节。
Chapter 25, verse 25.
亚伯拉罕将一切所有的都给了以撒，亚伯拉罕把财物分给他庶出的众子，趁着自己还在世的时候打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去。这就是亚伯拉罕他在他在世的时候他就先把他的产业做得很好的一个安排。
Genesis 25 verse 5 When Abraham was still alive, he actually gave all that he had and then to send the other sons away.
让大家都在这个之前他就已经得到他自己得到的东西。
So in this way he was able to give gifts to everyone and they have received whatever they have before they departed.
不至于在父母过世之后兄弟为了争财产反目成仇。
And this will prevent the situation where the children will have to fight for the inheritance and as a result lead to a lot of hatred.
最后我来讲一下这个尊敬老人这一部分。
Next, we talk about respecting the elderly.
体谅老人生理的现象。
To be understanding towards their physical limitations.
老人的生理现象很奇怪。
So, for old people, they have a lot of limitations to their physical needs.
过去的事情记得很清楚，现在事情很容易忘记。
And there's this strange phenomenon in the memory of the elderly that things of the past they can remember very clearly, but things that happen to them, currently they are not able to remember.
哭的时候不流眼泪，但是笑的时候眼泪汪汪。
When they weep, there's no tears. But when they laugh, their eyes are filled with tears.
躺着睡不着，坐着就睡着了。
And when they lie down, they cannot sleep, but they fall asleep when they're sitting.
这是他们生理的一种现象。
So this is due to their physiological, changes.
更详细的生理现象可以传道书12章第2节到第8节。
And the physical limitations we can read from Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verses 2 to 8.
这里整段都是在描述老人家的生理身体的状态。
So this passage talks about the physical limitations of the elderly.
这个有机会我们再来分享。
So we can share with you if.We have the opportunity.
最重要的是我们要了解老人家的心理的困扰。
What is important is to understand certain emotional traumas of the elderly.
听说这边很多的老人家都不喜欢住这种热邻公寓。热邻，你不知道，快乐的年龄。这个是我从你们那边听来的。
Elderly's retirement village.
啊，为什么呢？因为楼下老是在办丧事。
For when the old people live in the retirement village,
啊，因为
看到 they are faced with a lot of cases of funeral. Funeral.
所以看到那种情形就会触景伤情啊，是不是自己也开始有时候产生害怕的这种心理
？And when they see others dying, they will also feel that their turn is near.
所以很多老人家他们所担心的是经济的问题。
And the elderly worry about their financial aspect.
是孤单寂寞的问题。
They are worried about being alone, being lonely.
是面对死亡压力的问题。
They are fearful of death.
有时候他们会觉得自己好像是一个累赘，是个无用的人。
Sometimes they feel that they are a burden to others, they are useless.
如果又加上一些病痛的困扰
，and if they are plagued with sicknesses,
所以这些对老人家都造成一些困扰。
All these will add to the burdens and the troubles of the elderly.
所以我们要多多的体谅老人家他们的心理。
Therefore, we should be able to empathize with the emotional needs of the elderly.
给他们在经济上面有一个这个安定的感觉。
To give them a sense of security and satisfaction in the financial aspect.
并且时常跟他们来联络并且照顾让他们没有那种孤单的感觉。
And also to communicate with them.To show concern and to care for their welfare, so that they will not be lonely.
另外，我们也要重视这些老年人生活的一个经历。
And we must also esteem the life experiences of the elderly.
虽然以利年老，眼睛昏花。
Even though Eli was old and he was dim in his eyesight,
但是他还是能够知道撒母耳来听神的声音。
But he was able to direct Samuel to listen to the voice of God.
白发是老年人的荣耀。
And white hair is the glory of the old.
最主要就指着他们的长寿、他们的智慧以及他们的经验。
And they have longevity. They have a lifelong experience.
所以有一句话这样子说。
There's a saying that goes.
如果你要家庭幸福的话，奉养你家的老人。
So if you want your family to be blissful, you must support the elderly.
如果你家没有老人的话，赶紧去找一个老人呢，来到你家。
And if you do not have an old senior member in your family, quickly find one.
不过我是觉得有一些道理存在。
And I find that there is some meanings to this saying.
我认识一个教会的弟兄。
I know of a church brother.
他爸爸在生病的时候。
When his father was in illness.
他很用心的照顾他的爸爸。
He put in the effort to care for his father.
他这个做儿子的。
And this son.
他照顾他的爸爸的时候，有时候要替他爸爸服药。
When he was taking care of the father, he has to apply medication for the father.
他就把他把他自己的孩子也叫到旁边来。
And he asked his son to stand beside him.
让他看他怎么样为他的爸爸来服药。
To show the son how he applies the medicine for his father.
我觉得这个弟兄非常的有智慧。
I find that this brother is very wise.
因为从他怎么样的照顾他的父亲。让他的孩子也知道甚至让他的孩子自己也帮阿公去涂药。
And from his own experience of applying medicine for his father, he even allows the child to apply medicine for the grandfather.
那是涂痔疮的药，所以是很肮脏的，但是他这样子来教导他的孩子。
So this is to apply the medicine for pus, and it can be seen to be a very dirty work, but then.This was how he taught his son.
所以我们说家庭的伦理为什么这样的一个重要。
That is why we emphasize on the importance of family ethics.
就是因为我们的孩子都在我们当中来每我们所做的一举一动都看在他们的眼里。
Therefore, every action, every word we say, they are all clearly seen by the child.
所以我们今天很多的事情是从我们自身来做起。
Therefore, in many things, it starts with ourselves.
我们孩子就从我们身上来学习到。
And our children will catch all these actions themselves.
所以在这一章里头，我们强调了家庭的一个重要。
Therefore, in this lesson, we stress the importance of the family unit.
这边有提到一句话说：少年的时候想逃家，青年的时候想成家，中年的时候想离家，老年的时候想回家。
There's a saying here that home, the teenager seek to escape, the middle age thinks of living, and the aged yearns to return.
这也是显示说我们各个年龄时的那种心态。
This is a reflection of the attitudes of the different age groups.
不过最重要的是我们要把爱找回到家庭里面来。
But what is important is to rediscover love in the family.
如果我们有了甜蜜美满的家庭,
and if we have a blissful and healthy family,
我们才能够谈到其他一切的东西。
Then we are in a position to discuss other things.
因为如果没有一个幸福美满的家庭,
if you do not have a blissful and sweet home,
要让我们的家庭是成为一个有信仰, 对孩子有教导的, 这是非常困难的。
Then it is difficult for us to establish a home where religious education is possible.
所以这一章里面强调我们每一个人都来重视家庭伦理。
So every one of us should place emphasis on family ethics.
我们就会做一个非常正面的一个教育。
And we will be very positive in imparting this education to our children.